This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government announces judicial probe into Generation Z protest, declares September 17 a national day of mourning. Government opens festival-targeted fair price outlets nationwide, rules out shortage of essentials and fuel. Education Ministry relocated to Kesar Library, Tribhuvan University postpones studies and exams. And UN nuclear watchdog urges swift implementation of new deal with Iran. Now, the news in detail. The government has agreed in principle to form a high-level judicial probe commission to investigate last week's Generation Z-led protest across the country, including in Kathmandu. At its first meeting in Singhadarbar yesterday evening, the interim cabinet decided that the commission's members, possibly including former judges, will be finalized soon. Speaking to reporters, Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal announced that the September 17 will be observed as a national day of mourning with a public holiday. The national flag at half-mast and official tributes to the youths who lost their lives in the demonstrations. The cabinet has declared those killed in the September 8 and 9 protest as national martyrs. Their families will receive 1.5 million rupees each, 1 million in compensation and 500,000 for funeral support dispersed through the finance ministry and local authorities. The government has also pledged free medical treatment for the injured, transport and air services for the deceased, and state assistance for cremation rites. In memory of the victims, a Gen Z awareness memorial park will be built, with the location to be decided later. Meanwhile, the government has decided to send back earlier cabinet decisions under K.P. Sharma Oli for review. Earlier, President Ramchandra Paudel swore in new ministers at Sitthal Nivas. Rameshwar Khanal has taken charge as finance minister, Kulman Ghissing as minister for energy, physical infrastructure, transport and urban development, and Om Prakash Ariyal as minister for home affairs, law and parliamentary affairs. All three assumed office yesterday. The newly appointed ministers have outlined their priorities as the interim government begins its work. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal said the government was formed to ensure free and fair elections. Speaking after assuming office yesterday, he pledged to rebuild structures damaged in recent demonstrations, guarantee good governance and probe allegations of excessive use of force. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal announced plans to rationalize development projects and to free up around 100 billion rupees for election expenses. He has formed a three-member task force to prioritize projects, saying only prepared and budgeted programs will move forward. As a symbolic gesture of recovery, he also directed that damaged Singhadarbar walls be repainted first. Minister for Energy, Water Resources, Physical Infrastructure, Transport and Urban Development Kulman Ghissing vowed to work tirelessly for prosperity and stability. He emphasized that holding elections on time and rebuilding damaged structures remain top responsibilities. Ghissing also launched the We Will Build It Ourselves campaign for reconstruction after the Gen Z movement. Meanwhile, senior advocate Savita Bhandari has also assumed office as the country's first woman attorney general. After taking her oath before Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, she said the current crisis calls for cooperation from all sides. The Nepal Engineers Association has pledged free technical support for damage assessment and reconstruction following the recent Generation Z protest. In a press statement, General Secretary Vinod Prakash Pandit said association will provide expertise at no cost for evaluating damages and guiding rebuilding efforts. According to President Subhash Chandra Baral, engineers have already begun preliminary assessments of the Supreme Court, Kathmandu District Court and Nepal Bar Association buildings. The work includes property inspections, risk assessment, alternative management planning and feasibility studies for reconstruction. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies has assured that there is no shortage of daily essentials or petroleum products in the market. Issuing a statement yesterday, the ministry urged the public not to hoard goods unnecessarily. With festivals approaching, the Food Management and Trading Company and Salt Trading Corporation have opened fair price shops at 153 locations nationwide. Meanwhile, the ministry held talks with private sector representatives on the impact of the recent unrest on trade, supply chains and industries. Spokesperson Jitendra Basnet said discussions focused on restoring damaged structures, boosting investor confidence and improving the industrial and commercial environment. The Election Commission has cancelled the by-election in Rupandehi Constituency No. 3. Spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the decision follows President Ramchandra Paulal's move to dissolve the House of Representatives and announce fresh elections for March 5th on the recommendation of the interim government. The Rupandehi by-election had earlier been scheduled for November 4th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has begun shifting its services to the Kesar Library building in Loinchur after its main office suffered damage. Meanwhile, Trivandrum University has postponed all academic activities until October 28, including ongoing postgraduate and graduate examinations due to the current situation. The ministry has also announced that National Education Day will not be observed this year. The annual event, normally held on OSHO's 2nd with awards on formal programs, has been cancelled owing to extensive damage to ministry infrastructure. Now on to an international news update. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog has urged swift implementation of a new cooperation framework with Iran, calling it vital to restore confidence after months of suspended inspections. International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Chief Rafael Grossi, speaking at the agency's General Conference, said the deal reached last week in Cairo sets out the technical steps needed to resume inspections of Iranian nuclear sites. Access was cut off in June after Israeli and U.S. strikes during Iran's war with Israel. Under the new framework, Tehran has ruled that inspectors can only visit sites with approval from its Supreme National Security Council. Iran's Atomic Energy Chief Mohammad Eslami said cooperation with the IAEA will continue once its security concerns are addressed, while stressing that Iran remains a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Western powers remain wary as Iran has expanded its nuclear activities since the U.S. withdrew from 2015 nuclear accord. The new framework is seen as a crucial step to resume oversight and ease regional tensions. Now the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions and at a few places in the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Government announces judicial probe into Generation Z protest, declares September 17 a national day of mourning. Government opens festival-targeted fair price outlets nationwide, rules out shortage of essentials and fuel. Education Ministry relocated to Kesar Library, Thiruvananthapuram University postpones studies and exams. And UN nuclear watchdog urges swift implementation of New Deal with Iran. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.